Yeah, it's
Things
more
going okay in the
consolidation.
West?
Yeah, it's all the West. It's beer farm
I
and
mean, Hiker takes over Black Ops Brisbane.
okay. Thanks. Wow. Thanks, Ando.
Sorry.
That's awesome. Thanks for your fucking contribution. All right. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking great times. Awesome. Let's move on to 12 questions. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're good. Oh, they changed it. They changed everything.
Yes, they'll do that.
Yeah.
There's always that moment of tension when we see each other, but nobody speaks. And then I'm madly hitting the Dan Norris record button and making the co-host and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, this time it was added to by the fact that they moved my record button into the more section, which is a new
That
development. But we got
is
there.
true. That is true.
What's happening?
So, look, it's been a very busy week this week, and I've just had another one of those days where I started at 6:30 this morning on Zoom and still going. So here
You're a
we are.
machine.
Look, more of a Zoom expert. Hey, what can I do? Have you got a beer at all, or fucking red ale or something?
No, I do. I've got both, I'll be honest. I've got both, but I've got a beer,
Oh,
yes.
I'm gonna
There's only
pick
one
something
beer left in my
different.
fridge, so I've got this Bolter hazy boy.
Yep, I've got something independent. I've got this Bent Spoke crankshaft.
Oh, nice. All right, well, I'll take a screenshot of that. All right.
They got the customized little ring pull thing on it as well.
Oh yeah,
It's got
a
the
logo on
little
there.
bee, on the ring pull. God, this glass is
Oh
disgusting.
yeah, they got too much money over there.
Canberra, mate, Canberra.
Yeah. Oh, this glass is also a little bit disgusting. Let's see what happens here. I've got
Bet
the
your
BrewDog
mind bucket
schooner
will beat
glass.
yours.
Let's have a
Oh
look.
my God, that smells fucking great, but God damn it, glass is disgusting.
Oh no, mine's pretty good. Look at that. What's
That.
wrong with that? Oh, fuck's sake. Okay. No. Hold it there for longer. I'm taking a photo of that bullshit. That is tragic. What is going on
I
over there?
know. I don't know.
Look at
I need
this.
to
This is
get
perfect. It's just a dishwasher.
Adam Shell in for another lesson, I think.
I thought I'd start the podcast off with a little
The
story.
taste. Go on then.
I got abused today by a customer, right?
From a, like a
So,
customer who owns a customer buying a coffee at the coffee shop, or a customer who
no.
buys
A
coffee
customer owns a
and owns their
cafe.
cafe.
Yeah. So what happened was we had yesterday off. Me and Aaron had yesterday off. We had like a midweek holiday, which was awesome. And we got a message from Darren, our delivery driver, who's never sick. He was sick on Monday and Tuesday, but he worked anyway. He's never taken a sick day in the, I don't know, 11 months since I've owned the business. And he said 10 out of his 13 family members are sick, have got influenza. He's taking the rest of the week off. And this is we've only got one delivery driver, and he's chock-a-block every day. So today Aaron's brother stepped in and did a bunch of deliveries. We notified the people who were going to get a delivery a little bit late. This one particular customer, this was yesterday we notified them. It's one particular customer today. We rocked up. Me and Aaron did the delivery because they needed it urgently, apparently. And this guy just abused us. This is in front of all of his customers and everything. It wasn't like, can we have a chat in private? He's just started yelling at us and abusing us, saying we're lying to him and saying it's first he's heard about our staff member having a flu and all this kind of craziness. And I was just like, okay, dude, just this is going nowhere. This is insane. We're just gonna leave this. It was like three or four milks we delivered to him. It wasn't even a big thing. I'm going to leave these here in the middle of your cafe, and I'm going to leave now. Then we walked out into the car park, started loading the car again. We had Aaron's daughter in the car. Then he comes out of the car park and continues to yell at us in the car park. Anyway, the point of the story is that's the third time this has happened since I've been in this industry. Third time I've been yelled at by one of our customers.
What do you think the theme is there?
Well, I mean, I just thought it was a moment of gratitude for people listening who are in the beer industry, which I'm not anymore.
And oh, to
I just
say
remember.
that it's like thank you, lucky stars, you're in the beer industry, because at least you don't get abused by dickheads.
You don't. I mean, in the years of owning Black Ops, I don't think I ever got abused once. And then in the last 11 months, I've been abused 3 times, and other people on the team have been abused.
Well, I think the difference is, right, A, no alcohol, so not chill. B, caffeine, so they're all wound up.
Possibly.
And I would say probably C, that his cafe's probably not doing great in the current environment, and he might be a bit stressed.
I think he's just a dickhead. And I
Oh.
think, yeah, no, I think he's a dickhead. So shout out to Dickhead. But yeah, I didn't come across that many dickheads in and we knew about him before because one of my staff members used to work for him and she's like, that guy's just a flog. So I'm not gonna do business with him anymore. I'll cut him off and all that sort of thing. But it's just funny that like
Do you own his
I
coffee
didn't
machine?
No, he's not a coffee customer. He's someone who buys milk and other things. But
Why would someone buy milk from you and not fucking supermarket?
oh, we distribute alternative milks.
Oh.
So, the barista milk, that kind of stuff, milk
Yeah,
lab,
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind of stuff.
yeah.
And we do powders and syrups and cups and all kinds of other stuff. So
Yeah.
we supply them with lots of other things, but
Okay.
yeah, never had that in the beer industry. I think bar, like you deal with bar owners and bottle shop owners. Generally, they're generally pretty cool, mostly pretty young.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's
Yeah,
part of
yeah,
it.
yeah.
Like some of these guys, all of them have been like probably 50 years old in the industry forever, just salty. Think they're top shit. Never happened in beer.
No.
That's.
Because they're all in their 20s and salty.
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
I think it's a good
no, not
industry.
salty. Yeah, it's, yeah, well, exactly. That's because it's booze, mate. So. Has
Yeah,
its
I mean,
pros
yes
and
and
cons.
no. Yes and no. I think most breweries are yeah, but the booze helps for sure. But brewery owners generally are always very hospitable, friendly people, I found. And bar owners and bottle shop owners seem to just enjoy that and be part of that and it's fine.
Yes.
But yeah, and by the way, it's only 3 people out of hundreds of customers, so it's not a common thing. But anyway,
Yeah.
moment of gratitude for people who are
Oh,
still in
good
the
on
beer
you.
industry, not getting abused at
Yeah,
work.
that's it. Yeah, good on you. Good on you, mate.
You got any stories to share? No?
No, I've got no dickhead stories, so
Okay, well,
yeah.
good. Should we get into the news?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, I've got this article from Boss Hunting that I think I saw
Yes.
Hop on Brewing, Brew to
Yes, yes,
share
yes, yes. I read this this morning.
business of beer. Nothing particularly
Good
new in there,
picture,
but I
good
did pull a few
photo.
quotes out of there that I
Good
thought were
photo of
interesting.
Oscar from Young Henry's. He's a bloody dude. Probably one of the best live gigs I've ever seen was Oscar's band.
Yeah, wow. That dude looks like he knows what he's doing in terms of music.
One of my favorite photos of myself I've got is with Oscar, and we were at Sweeney's rooftop bar in Sydney, and it was some good Sydney craft beer week fucking thing. And for some reason I got poured a fresh beer. And he and I were just getting a photo, just the two of us with a beer in our hands and that sort of thing. And I think it was some sort of promotional thing. Anyway, right when the person I was a professional frog, professional photographer, I'm not sure. Someone was about to take the photo, and as soon as the photo was about to be taken, he's just gone and blown the froth off my beer. It's just
Ah,
gone everywhere. I've gone, fuck, and someone's just captured that
oh, nice.
moment.
Very good.
Ah, oh, he's a
What
good
kind
bloke.
of music is he putting out there? He looks like the big guitar, heavy guitars
He
involved,
had
I would have
this,
thought.
yeah, heavy guitar thing, man. I saw his guitarist drink a 1.25 liter bottle of Jack Daniels in a hour and a half set.
That's just, we're not, this is not drinking or music advice, let's be honest. Let's be
No.
clear
But it
about that.
was fucking sick. It was good to see.
Jeez. Okay. Wow.
And what was his
Wow.
name of his band? I need to think about the name of his band. It'll come to me in a second. That bro, it was their
That's a.
last gig, and
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so good. It was at the Oxford, something on Oxford Street in Sydney, and this live music venue. And there was like you could get like a VB and a Jameson's a shot for like $8. Remember
Oh,
those
no.
days?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
VB can and fucking yeah, anyway.
Boilermaker, is
Anyway,
it?
what
Is
does
that what
this
it's called?
fucking article say? Eh?
Is that a Boilermaker when you put the
Boilermaker,
fucking
yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, I pulled out a few quotes that I thought were interesting. It says all the same stuff that all of these people have been saying about the beer industry in every single article for the last 12 months. But the things I thought were particularly interesting were Carly Lethbridge surveyed her members, which in the article it reads as if this was a few months ago when they spoke to her.
Yes.
She said 66% of the IBA members, of which there are more than 450, said they feared their business would not survive the current economic downturn.
Yep.
That's a fucking disturbing number.
Yeah. Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people think that way, whether that's actually the reality of what's going to happen. Then it's a you know, there's not like it's tough, right? And I was actually had a live coaching call with my coaching group this morning, and I'm pretty adamant that I think that we're at the bottom of the market, right? It doesn't mean that it's going to fucking bounce back. It's going to be a very long, slow, hard slog back. But I don't see it getting worse. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, it's so I'm pretty not confident, but not pessimistic either. If that makes sense.
Yeah, well, we had this conversation at the start of the year and we were going to do a predictions episode and all of my predictions were completely fucking dire, so we decided not
Yes.
to put it out.
Right. Did we record
And
that?
we recorded an episode, but we skipped over the predictions bit because I wrote them down in a
Oh.
document and it was all too depressing.
And you didn't like it.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the point? What's the point of telling a whole bunch of people who listen to our podcast that the year ahead's going to be fucked?
Yeah.
But it has been utterly fucked. And I don't know, like that the wording in there, economic downturn. I don't know if you would describe what's happened in the last 12 months as an economic downturn. So
What
I
would you
don't know if
describe it
I'm.
as?
Well, I don't think the economy is doing all that badly, is it? To my knowledge, I think there's factors that are affecting craft beer more so than others, but the economy's not
We've got,
in
there's
recession.
lots of, well, I think, businesses outside of, I think I saw yesterday on ABC News, there was something like 2,200 construction businesses have gone into administration or liquidation over the last 12 months, and that's up about 40% over last year and that sort of thing. And God damn it, that's not a fucking good sign when we need houses in this country, but hey.
No, I mean construction's definitely up there with one of the worst hit in the current conditions. But I don't know if that makes it an economic downturn. I don't know. I don't know exactly how you'd measure that, but
Yeah. Like, I still don't think that this is going to be like we're going to see more breweries closed. That's going to happen. I'm not saying that we're at the
yeah.
bottom as if there's going to be no more breweries closing or no more breweries going into VA or no more breweries going to liquidation, right? Times are going to remain tough, but when I say that I don't think it's going to get any worse, I just think that we're just going to be stuck in the doldrums where we're at for a while and that sort of thing, and that there will be little growth in the industry for a while.
Yeah.
That's
Well,
I guess that's where I'm coming from.
in case we listen back to this episode, I'll say I think it's going to be a tale of two very different outcomes for different types of companies. And I think the smaller brew pubs, there's everything is in place for those companies to still do fine. And if they can get through, inflation and other challenges that potentially would be temporary, then they will be fine. But it's those mid-sized breweries that I don't think will be fine. And I think that part of the industry will be, for the most part, wiped out.
Yes.
And I don't, yeah, and I don't know if that necessarily means it's a downturn or it just means it's going to look, the industry is going to look a lot different in a few years' time
Yeah.
than it did, 2 years ago.
Yeah. I had a again, I was talking to my clients this morning, and you know, I said to them, you know, it's like, because we're doing a module next week on how to brew a killer core range lager. So that's the title of the talk that I'm delivering to them next week. And my sort of reason for doing that was that, like, all of the consulting work, one-on-one consulting work, and I don't do a lot, you know, over the last, because I only really consult to one client at a time. But the rest of my time is spent coaching, and you know, all of the consulting gigs that I've done over the last couple of years have all been about give me a core range lager that's going to sell volume, right? And I thought about it this morning, and I was like, okay, in Australia, we've got 8% market share, craft beer, independent beer, and that sort of thing, right?
That doesn't count Coopers, does it?
Cooper's, no, it should, but it doesn't.
Right. Anyway,
But
moot point,
even
but
if
that's
it
okay.
did, I don't know, what's Cooper's got, 4%
Well,
market share
that
or
was one of the
something?
things in the article. It said something about 5%, them having 5% of the market,
5%. Okay, all right.
which,
So let's just talk about the independents as it stands at the moment, right? Is that currently sitting at about 8%. Okay. That number has not grown in 10 years.
Well, no, it
That
has grown in
market,
10
that
years. It hasn't grown in the last 5 years, but it was about 5% 10 years ago.
I remember in 2014, we had 7% when they changed from the CBIA to the IBA. I remember all the talks going, that was about 7%, I think, that they had at the
Well,
time.
yeah, but the
And that
challenging thing is, as
included,
soon as these companies grow,
they
they
get
exit the
bought.
stat.
Correct, right? And then you know, the big breweries take they cherry pick the big ones, and they do it solely to protect market share, right? So in effect, yes, there are breweries which were independent, which are now no longer independent, that sort of thing, but the number has remained the same. It's 8%, right?
I think it was five, but you can dead wrong me if someone can dead wrong me. But
Five, eight, whatever. Okay. It's barely grown, right? It's not the 20% they were predicting in 2014, 2015.
Sure fucking isn't.
Right? That's the key. That's my point, right?
Right. And it probably
So
would
it's
be very close to that if those companies hadn't sold. But anyway, they did.
correct, right? And that's the point, right? Is that there's those breweries sold to Asahi and Kirin on the basis that those breweries, those multinationals will spend billions of dollars to protect their market share. It's all they care about is market share, right? And but the thing is that, you know, so in effect, and there has been breweries come in and step out of that 8% and that sort of thing, but it has largely remained unchanged. And so that comes back to the breweries who remain within that 8%. And who are they marketing to? And what sort of products are they creating? Right? Now, 10 years ago, right, it was fair to say, don't make yellow fizzy beer because you've got no point of difference. Things have changed now. Consumers are more price conscious. They're drinking less, they're more price conscious, and they're still drinking a lot of the yellow fizzy stuff, right? And so whilst it's not possible for a craft brewery or an independent brewery to compete on price, those breweries have got to start to create beers for the 92%.
But do you think, like, I remember when probably, like, let me think, maybe mid 2022, when, I could kind of see the writing on the wall with Black Ops and what was coming, there was a lot of discussion internally about bringing out a, effectively a cheaper, easy drinking lager type product that we didn't really have. And not long after that, almost every other craft brewery did so. There was the boom in the Cervezas and all that kind of thing, and there was the Gage Roads, that light, whatever, that weird beer that they brought out. But can you think of a craft beer, an independent brewery that brought out a product along those lines where the product really saved their business or like really helped their business?
Like bringing out like a lager or something like that.
Like a brewery that was a traditional sort of craft brewery, the hop-driven beers, and then brings out an easy-drinking lager or cerveza or something, and it really turns things around for them.
Not those breweries, not those mid-sized breweries who distribute into the majors or just spend most of their time distributing.
No, none of
But
them.
I guess I no, none of them exactly. But I would say that for those breweries who are brew pubs, you have to.
Yeah, but brew pubs always had that offering. Brew pubs never, there was no brew pubs without a lager. That
You'd be
was.
surprised at the number of breweries who say they've got a lager, but it's not. Right? It's
Really?
always, yeah, fuck yeah. I deal with it all the time. It's like, oh yeah. Have you got a lager in your lineup? Yeah, we got a lager. Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh, it's really cool. We put Citra in the Whirlpool. Fuck, don't put
Okay.
Citra in your fucking Whirlpool. Just like, you know, fucking, you know, it's like, you know, men get so easily scared. I hate to talk about the man thing, right? But men go get easily scared when, you know, the Great Northern drinking male, right? Right. I'm just going to isolate them for a second. Who make up predominant, you know, a fair chunk of the beer market, right?
Well, it's number one beer in the country, isn't it?
And so when they go into a brew pub or a bar or something like that, and they don't see that familiar racetrack logo, right? The VB logo or something like that, even though Great Northern's not a racetrack logo.
It's a fish or some shit, isn't
It's the Marlin, yeah.
it? Yeah.
And when they don't see that, then they feel disempowered and that sort of thing, right? And then they get scared and
Disempowered. Dando,
yeah,
what is
shit,
this
yeah.
rubbish you're going on with?
I'm serious.
Disempowered.
I'm serious.
They just fucking
Serious.
like the beer. It's part of what they enjoy doing. It's totally fine.
No. I'm saying when that male goes into a bar and they don't see the brand that they're familiar with, they can just point to, right? They're disempowered.
What do
Their
you mean by
choice has been
disin?
taken away.
Right,
Their
they're
choice has
not
been
getting
taken
what they
away.
want.
Correct.
Yeah. We learned this actually quite early on in Black Ops, especially when we opened BH2. We used to have a lager we called Layday that was what you're describing, was a hoppy sort of lager. You would remember it. We were quite proud of it. But when we launched BH2, we noticed very quickly that every fucking person coming through the door wanted just a lager, just a plain fucking lager. So rather than change too much, we just, and Layday wasn't a big seller, so we just removed all of the dry hopping, put the flannel away, and just turned it into a plain lager. And it was always one of our best-selling beers, always at the tap rooms, all tap rooms. So yeah, but I think that's slightly different to, you know, what you kind of see going on, which is like breweries trying to think of something else that's going to save their business, whether it's an easy drinking lager or alcoholic juice, which we'll talk about later on, or seltzers or whatever it is. But the brand just not really, and the drinkers not really wanting to pay more for that. And if they're not going to pay more for it, there's no point in making it, because it's going to cost you more to make it than it's going to cost all the majors. There's no
That's
way
why you
around it.
take the fucking dry hop out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, there's
When you
no
put that,
craft brewery
when
in
you
the
put
country that
that,
can make a lager cheaper than Asahi or Lion.
no, but they can come reasonably close. Reasonably.
I don't know about that.
If
From what
they
I heard, when
just
even for a hoppy beer like Pacific Ale, from what I heard, when they moved that production outside of the Northern Rivers, the costs were astronomically less. Just from what I heard, just because of the size, the
Oh, because
volume, the
of
buying power, and everything else. Even the same recipe.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't
Yeah, another thing in this article.
That's why they pay you the big bucks when you put that dry hopping shirt on, mate.
That's exactly right. Still going. No buttons on this thing, but it's still survived the test of time. So Kylie Lethbridge in this article says, quite simply, we won't have a craft beer industry in 12 months if something is not done. That's why we're asking the
That's
government.
a little bit dramatic.
You don't agree with that?
I think that's a little bit dramatic.
Yeah.
We will have a craft beer industry. Yes, there won't be as many breweries and that sort of thing. We're just experiencing the shakeout. I don't think we need that sort of you know, I get it. She's chatting to the media. You got to get the clicks and all that sort of shit. But But from someone who, works within the industry, I think that's a little bit dramatic. Does that help our cause? Maybe, maybe not. Her intentions are to get the message out, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if I take it as face value, I'm like, nah, it's a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, that's fair. I think, I mean, she said it herself on our
Well,
show.
she came on the show, exactly.
Yeah, she's looking for that government endorsed and paid for kind of body that the
Correct.
IBA
Yeah,
would become.
Beer Australia. Yes.
Yeah, and that's probably why the comments like that. But I agree with you. There's always going to be a craft beer industry. It'll just look very different.
I think the name, I think the word craft has to fucking die.
Well, yeah, we still say craft beer, but yeah,
I
you're right.
just call it independent beer. That's craft has to die, because like craft got owned by fucking Asahi and Lion and the supermarkets years ago. That term needs to die.
Yeah, but the experiment of changing that term to independent beer has just failed so spectacularly. Like, even
Yeah,
to this
because
day,
they
we're
don't
still
put.
saying craft beer in
Yeah, but,
2024.
yeah, exactly.
This was a
But here
decade
in
ago.
Australia, yeah, of course. But then the reason why is they put the word fucking beer on any bloody independent beer marketing.
I just don't think independent beer is a phrase a drinker is ever going to say. It's just like it's a navel-gazing thing. It's an industry thing. Drinkers are not going to say that. I mean, I don't know. You know, in coffee, it's called specialty coffee. You know, like coffee that are kind of care about all the things that similar things that craft beer care about. They call it
Specialty
specialty
beer.
coffee. It's not bad, is it? It's not worse than the other options.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that the word specialty can be owned by
Yeah, exactly.
the majors, right? Independent is a word that can't be owned, you can't manufacture that. You can manufacture craft, you can manufacture specialty, but you can't manufacture independent.
Yeah, right. But the question is, do the drinkers
Do the drinkers
in general
care?
care? I
That's a
think that's the problem.
marketing problem.
Yeah. All right. The mill to relocate to Bendigo Hotel, which I'm reading in this article, found out that it's not in Bendigo.
No.
Okay. You're from Melbourne, basically. What's
Yeah.
happening here? This is a cool story, by the way. I think this is a much more positive
So
story.
are we talking about the Mill Brewery?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Mill Brewery is moving to the Bendigo Hotel on Johnson Street. Is it in it's Collingwood.
Yeah. So still in Collingwood, but they're going to be
It's just
in
around the
a
corner.
hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great idea. That's a very positive story.
I think so. That's very
Have you
cool.
been there? Have you been to the Mill? I've never been there.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Are beers any good?
Amazing. I went we went there.
I went to go there during Good Beer Week with Adam Shell. Not that one, the other one. And we just got stuck at Stompo, just smashing pints at Stompo.
Well, I think that's a tricky thing, is that a lot of competition around there. But I think Mirick, I think is the guy's name, he looked after us when we were there. It was a long time ago. That's they had beers in barrels. They were super friendly. The beers were all very good. It was great. But I guess this would give them a bit of a point of difference, wouldn't it? Like, who doesn't want a brewery in an old
In a pub.
100-year hotel? That's
Shit, yeah.
cool as shit.
Yeah, that's a magical comment. That's one.
Right, how about Moondog collabing with G Flip to make alcoholic juice called Box? Are you all about this one, Andy, or no?
Love G Flip. They're
Do
awesome.
you? Okay, right. I love G Flip's girlfriend, Chriselle from Selling Sunset. She's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, she's great. Do you watch Selling Sunset on Netflix?
No, I didn't know G Flip had a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's hot as shit, and
Wow.
she's probably the least crazy person on the show, which is not saying a whole lot, but she's quite likable.
I would highly recommend. I like G Flip. I would highly recommend if you that you go watch the G Flip Triple J like a version.
Yeah, I
And
actually
she
think I
does
saw that.
the Taylor Swift song,
She's very talented.
Cruel Summer, I think it's
Yeah.
called. And they changed the words up so that it became a non-binary song. And oh my God, just like the way they change from singing, sitting down the drums, and then keep singing while she's bashing out the
Yeah, that must
finales.
be hard.
They are bashing out. Okay, keep fucking that up.
Everything I
Anyway.
came up there. I'm in the Dan
Hey.
shed underneath the house, and something disastrous just happened up there, but I'm
I
sure
keep
everything's
messing up my
fine.
genders. It's shit.
It's fine. It's yeah.
I try.
Well, good on you for trying. All right. What about La Petite Roche? I don't really know how to pronounce that. Belgio Brisbane beer, Rocky
La
and Ian
Petite
Watson.
Roche, the Petit Rocher,
Rocher, there you
or
go. Like Ferrero
Rocher.
Rocher, like
Yeah, that's
the
it. That's the
chocolate. There
means.
you
Do
go.
you know what Rocher means?
Sure. Rock.
No.
According to the article, it means rock.
Isn't that right? The little rock.
The little rock.
Oh, that kind of makes sense with Petit Rocher then. They're little rocks.
Yeah, and
And fucking tasty ones too.
wait,
With the
what were you
little
going to say?
hazelnut.
Wait, hang on. You just got dead wrong live on this podcast. What were you going to say it means?
I thought it meant kiss, but it's not kiss.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think kiss is boucher or something like that. But
fair enough.
my French is terrible.
Well, apparently. Well, this is cool. These guys are legends. It's a really nice article, actually. And I've known Ian a long time. He used to talk about doing something like this. I mean,
Yes.
albeit with his own venue and whatnot. And you just never was never really like going to be a thing because you need a lot of fucking money to open a brewery. So this is cool. I think this is great. Let's fucking support it.
I
I'll
think
go to
the
this if I don't have kids that week to the launch. That'll be fun. The
yeah
beer sounded interesting.
the launch is on a Thursday at this month, I think Thursday the 20 something
Yeah,
at
12, I think. Let's have a
Saccharomyces or
look.
something.
Let's get this right so we don't get dead wrong by the fucking
Wait, is it next Thursday?
Saccharomyces. Yeah, when is it? The 17th. It's 17th. Wednesday, 17th.
17. Yeah, rightio.
Okay.
I love Ian's Saison Metallica type shirts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're matching.
Yeah.
It's
No,
pretty
no. He's
nice.
had his own for years. I think I don't know. Maybe Rocky had his printed up or something. But that's just so good. It's just really good. Very, very
All right.
happy for them. I hope they do well.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Mighty Cracker. I don't know. I'm going to say this without a straight face. I'm sorry, with a
Here we
straight face.
go. Here we
All
go.
right,
Say it with a straight
this
face.
in shocking news,
Shocked. How shocked were
the
you?
I'm fucking
Shocked.
flabbergasted that the managing director
Shocked.
of Mighty Craft has stepped down again. This
Are you
person hasn't, to be
serious?
clear, this person hasn't stepped down before. Other managing directors or CEOs or whatever they want to call them have stepped down. She's leaving. She had a fixed term contract and. Well, I could actually read this whole article
Right.
word for word because it's only like 50 words. I don't think I should, though. But it basically just says
I'm
she's leaving.
shocked.
And wait, I'll read this. I shouldn't laugh. I fucking don't like to see businesses failing, but it's a fucking shit show what's going on there.
Yeah.
The board and management would like to take this opportunity to thank Katie for her significant contribution and leadership of the business. Katie has supported the company through some challenging times. We are grateful for her dedication. We wish Katie all the best and look forward to her continued support.
You see the related articles? Like two of them are
What?
like past
Oh, no.
non-executive managing directors and shit.
Oh, God.
My God, it's so funny.
Yeah. Well, we will continue following this and we'll provide the latest shocking news as soon as it comes out on the podcast.
Well, the next one's gonna be appoints new managing director.
Yeah.
Shocked. Clickbait.
Amid restructure of the business and attempts to acquire better beer. All right.
Restructure.
Right,
Winding
Dutch
down, more
Trading
like it.
Co. to close. Is this some kind of grocery store for
No. Have you
no?
never been there?
No, I have. I was been trying to be funny, but
Oh,
that's fine.
okay.
We'll let that
Yeah.
go.
Actually, I think we were there together.
No. How?
Yeah. Back in the Black Hops days, I think we did a combined Brewcop Black Hops event.
I don't
Did
think
we
so.
not?
I
Or
don't think so.
we weren't very far apart, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because there was definitely a lot of Black Ops on tap when I had my tap take over there.
Interesting. Okay.
So anyway, so Perth, we're talking about the city of Perth in Western Australia, where
Yeah,
I
I've
used to
heard of
live
that
in Perth.
place. It's a long
I
way
lived
away,
in
but it's
Perth
quite
for
cool.
nearly 10 years. I was married to a Perth girl and that sort of thing. And
That's right. Perth's good. I'm a fan.
I like Perth. Doesn't rain. That's really it. Basically, good little bar. Is it Joel who runs it, isn't it? Oh, yeah. They did 9 years there. Real trailblazers in the craft beer scene, and I think Brucey was there. I love Brucey; she's a legend. And I think they're gonna. I don't think they're going to turn it. They said they're going to turn it into something else.
Yeah, it says they're going to reopen with a mix of beverages of some sort.
Yeah.
But this, I don't know if you heard this term before. Having just opened Fallow, another venue with a poly beverage approach. Have you heard that phrase before? A poly beverage
No.
approach? No? Well, you've heard it now.
Like the footballer.
The footballer?
Yeah.
You're going to have to explain that one to me.
If you're from Perth, everybody from Perth knows Polly Farmer,
Oh, okay.
the
Not Polly
footballer.
Beverage.
No, well, hang on. And then well, Graham Farmer, but they call him Polly.
Okay.
And then there's a tunnel that goes under the CBD called the Graham Farmer Freeway, but everyone calls it the Polly Pipe.
Polly Pipe.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
So maybe it's a football themed bar.
possibly. I don't know.
Only Western
Do you
Australians
think?
get it though.
I think they should get G Flip to perform in the opening party there. And
Great idea.
yeah, that'd be great.
I've got this April can Mountain Culture status quo as well.
Oh, that's not
Still
too
got the
bad.
Gabs Hottest 100 number one. Oh, it did get number one though. So actually, that's fair.
Sure did. April's not too far gone. Probably tastes pretty good. How's that glass doing?
It's not adding to the situation.
Fair
That's
enough.
okay.
All right. Well, it was kind of the place, wasn't it? Dutch Trading Co. in Perth. And sign of the times, I guess. Is that the summary of that one?
End of an era.
Yeah. Look forward to some more poly beverage solutions
Poly
coming our way.
beverage solutions, yeah.
All right, last one, Mighty Craft wrap up. I mean, I don't want to end up on a sad
Mighty
note, but
Craft a
sorry,
pint.
a mighty crafty pint.
The Mighty Craft wrap up.
The Mighty Crafty Pint wrap up. This is I didn't read the first half of this article, and I skimmed down to the bottom where it has the timeline, the semester one report card for 2024, and it is just so fucking depressing.
Where's that? Oh, yes. Oh, I saw that. Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, someone's keeping track.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm just looking to the first good
It's
eight.
a brutal year, isn't it?
I'm looking for the
Prison
first
News going to
positive
cease
article.
publishing.
I'm 12 articles in, VA, Hawkers VA, Big Shed VA, Golden West VA, Deeds VA in May they announced closure, Akasha VA, Grant Ridge VA, Black Ops VA, Mighty Craft selling mismatch, Good Drinks now selling Atomic. This is fucking 20 articles in. This is April.
Brewacolo part of
January to April.
closing.
So he closed Malt Shovel.
Temple
Lewis
closing.
Beer Collective set to cease operation. Jesus
Bailey Brewing
Christ.
closing. Now Beer Farm and Nail by Ferrell. That's good.
Be fun. Yeah, but it is the same along the same lines. It's a kind of,
I mean,
it's a
Thunder
brand
Road
that
bought by
is.
Rocky Ridge.
Yeah, it's
Things
more
going okay in the
consolidation.
West.
Yeah, it's all the West's beer farm
I
and
mean, Hiker takes over Black Ops Brisbane.
okay. All right, thanks. Wow. Thanks, Ando.
Sorry.
That's awesome. Thanks for your fucking contribution. All right. Yeah, it's fucking great times. Awesome. Let's move on to 12 questions.
Oh, sorry.
Should we do some
What do
Hendo
you got?
reacts?
Yeah, why not?
All right, share your
I'll
screen. Well, I've
take
only got
just
three of them.
give me something to take my foot out of my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Hendo reacts. Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back. It's time to relax. Hendo. Share your screen, share your audio. Let's hope you don't
moment,
get
madam.
cancelled.
One moment, madam. Where are you? Okay, share. Share sound. Screen one. All right, here we go. You got it?
Let's do it.
Get this fucking thing out of the way. Let me grab the thing. There we go. Over there. All right, HR1 from Coops. It's a Facebook link. Excellent. Hope I'm in the group.
Don't drive with an elevated load.
Savage 90s forklift training
Don't
video.
Don't drive with an unstable load.
Yeah,
on ramps, this is the load goes uphill.
It just goes, it's hardcore, eh?
Oh, yeah.
There's some hardcore shit.
Take extra care.
Very bad acting in this, but there's also some reenactment that would have been pretty dangerous.
And especially
there's some actual stunt work here, eh?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. That guy's running.
Never carry passengers. And keep your limbs inside.
Oh, God. He took his arm out. Oh! His arm is dangling off the forklift for those listening on the audio.
So good.
Don't cry.
So good. That was just so brutal and fun.
I can't remember if I told you the other day. Did I tell you how someone borrowed the forklift at my work?
No.
I don't think I told you. Anyway, so they needed to borrow the forklift to get it down from... Well, actually, they need to borrow the pallet jack, and the pallet jack was up on the mezzanine. So I was like, no worries, go for it. So they grabbed the forklift. I put the pallet jack there to be forked down, and the guy, he's his mate. This is the company next door to us, not my business. His mate jumps on the pallet jack on the forks, and then his other mate forks him off the mezzanine, balancing on the pallet jack, off the mezzanine down to the ground, and it all happened so fucking quickly. I was just like, I don't want any fucking part of this. Like, this is, you don't work for me, but I don't know how the rules work, the laws work. Like, if this is at my business, will I go to jail if you die? I don't fucking know. But
yeah, well, you're a
people
person
do some
conducting
wild shit.
You're a PCBU, mate, so you have a duty of care.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Klaus, the forklift driver?
Leave a garbage stuff up.
This is a 9-minute video.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I'll just fast forward to the good shit.
Stop that sign.
Vielen Dank. Ich muss da oben meine 16er Kommission.
Get that 16th board over here. Can you lift me?
Aber Klaus, du weißt doch, das Anheben von Personen auf den Gabelzinken ist nicht erlaubt.
This was me the other week.
Was will er nicht? Lass mich.
Oh my God.
Here we go, there's the kitchen. Sorry.
Oh.
Good on you, Klaus.
Okay, let's wrap this up. This is an audio podcast. This is not fun for anyone.
Oh, it's so funny.
That was back Stephen when people Kegel. Would watch 12-minute videos, not these days.
Yeah, back in the day, TikTok. Here we go.
Stephen Kegel.
World's first by a company that's selling this for around $250,000.
What is that?
First of all, you have two jet ski-like holds on the bottom. The suspension has over 30 patents on it. And apparently, this is impossible to flip over, but it's got over 800 horsepower. That's to accelerate, and the one on the left.
Yeah, right.
It's some kind. Do you want to describe this is for the audio listeners?
It's like a. It's basically an off-road car with jet skis.
Right there, that's to start
it. Goes on water.
About 260 people in the
jet skis for wheels.
Oh my God! We just like popped a wheelie. Oh my God!
Whoa!
Oh my God!
That's stupidly fast.
This right here is a world's first by a company that's selling this for around $250,000. First of all, you have...
That's ridiculous amount of money for such a vehicle. I don't care if you've got 31 patents on the fucking suspension.
Literally never going to use that. Was that the kind of mono you popped on your scooter? Or is that kind of level? Or...
Yep.
All right, let's go to the next one.
People give me shit about that all week, thanks, by the way.
Good. You like the meme I put in the group?
Yeah. So the meme. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a good one. Right, final HR.
Oh, is that real?
That's real. That was today.
That's real.
Ollie Bearman.
Ollie Bearman signs for Haas.
Haas in 2025. And I think that means Magnussen's going to lose the drive, which was always rumoured.
Well, that was, yeah. Yeah, and so Hulk will stay.
No, Hulk's going to Sauber.
Oh, that's right. So who's the other seat going to? Oh, science.
No, nah. I think I didn't think so. I don't know. Well, I guess Magnussen might stay. I don't know. But I think Magnussen will
There you
leave
go.
and they'll get someone else
That's
in
a
the
good
cheaper seat.
seat for Ollie Bearman, you know, because he's part of the Ferrari family,
That dude
right? He's from
looks
the
as
Ferrari.
old as my son. They look the same age.
Yeah. Yes, that's quite young. Yes. What is he, 16, 17 or something?
I don't know if he's 17. I know Antonelli, I think, is 17, and then I
Yeah.
think they're changing the
You have to
rules
have
so
a
he could
car
drive an
license
F1.
to get your super license.
They changed that after Max came into F1 at 17.
I thought that was an exemption.
No, I think they changed it. I think that
Oh,
they
okay.
introduced that, but there has been an exemption made for Antonelli, is my understanding, because there's talk of him coming in next year,
I
and
think
he is
that's really
17.
good for Ollie Bearman to get a seat at Haas, because Haas is pretty much a Ferrari in Haas clothing.
Yeah, they also
And
use.
that's kind of like the feeder team for Ferrari.
Yeah.
And there would have been a deal done there so that Haas get in for cheap and he gets a seat and see how he goes in Formula One. And yeah. And
Yeah.
he did okay in the Ferrari when he did that race. What was the race he did when he was in
He
the
did
Ferrari?
amazing. He came, I think he
Yeah.
came, yeah, he
Top
did
10. He
amazing.
got points.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
All right, 12 questions. Paul Metcalf, Ollie Bearman just confirmed Haas. There you go. We just covered that.
Thanks, mate.
Adam Curry, or discussing the fact that F1 has become dodgem cars, and is that a bad thing?
I think
Did
the
you have any
F1's
thoughts
gotten
on the
good.
Max and Curry Lando incident?
Lando. Your cousin, Lando.
My cousin Lando.
Yep. Gonna make a good t-shirt, isn't it? My cousin Lando. It's heating up at the front of the grid, and I like it.
Hell yeah.
I like the fact that Red Bull is becoming slightly less and less competitive. And I watched a F1 Tech Talk thing on YouTube, and apparently the reason is that within the next couple of races, probably around the August summer break, Max's the one at the Red Bulls is going to have to change a turbo or a gearbox or an engine.
Yeah, he's gonna
So
get a better one.
I think what's happening is they're turning down his power unit to preserve it, and that's just making the racing a little bit closer. And it's an interesting strategy, you know, the fact that you can turn an engine up to the point where it starts to brake, leap ahead, get the points, all that sort of stuff, and then cop a penalty and then get a new engine and turn it all back up again.
Yeah.
It's a play in the game.
Yep. Did you think anyone in particular was at fault for that incident? Because I was kind of surprised. I saw a lot of commentary about Max's erratic driving and everything else after that, which kind of surprised me.
The
To
Max
crash with
and
Lando. It wasn't even really a crash, a little tap.
oh look, you know, Lando's has to fight the fight against the current world champion, and you know, and this is the first time that he's really been in the thick of the fight against Max, and he's learning his lesson very quickly, you know.
Yeah.
Case in point, you know, he's you know, not you know, losing the first corner at Barcelona, and you know, despite being on pole, getting into, you know, the McLarens are doing very well at the moment, and so getting into a bit of a scuffle with Max and that sort of thing. And this is just that's just how it is at the pointy end.
Yeah. It's just racing. He got a 10-second penalty though, Max, for that. I felt that was a little harsh, but okay.
Rules is rules.
Yeah, I guess. All right, Adam Curry, nice. What about the odds that Perez will lose his Red Bull seat despite the new contract?
Nah, not gonna happen.
What could happen?
Not gonna happen.
Probably not going to happen.
Why would that happen?
No. There's no good reason to put. Well, the only reason it would happen is if Max leaves.
Yeah.
If Max leaves, it will happen instantly.
Yes.
Which is still possible.
Yes.
It's from what I listened to, it's somewhat likely for him to leave in 2026, but not impossible for him to leave next year.
Correct.
Interesting. Sean Astle says Red Bull just announced. By the way, This is a beer podcast, so I apologize to anyone listening to this thinking they're going to get beer news, but this is all about F1. Sean Astle says, Red Bull just announced Isaac Hadjar. Is that Mazen's brother? Mazen's cousin?
Yeah, I think so.
In Checo's seat for Silverstone FP1. I know it happens a couple of times a season for FP1, but the timing is just too good. Yeah, no, they always do that kind of shit, don't they?
Which seat is he going to, sorry?
Checo's seat, just for FP1 in Silverstone. But, they always do where they...
Danny Rick was in... Yeah. Checo's seat at Silverstone last year. So the teams are obligated to put the seat aside in FP1 for another driver. That they're obligated, they have to do it. It's part of the rules.
Yeah. Discuss Hiker 2.0, Stuart McGregor.
Do you want to? I just did, and he got all cranky and weird.
I didn't get cranky. Jesus Christ. I think it's great. I love those guys. I think it's great. I'll go there and I'll drink their fucking beer.
I'll rock up fucking 40 minutes late on the ferry.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do our next meetup there.
Yeah, righty. Yeah.
Right. Ben Taylor, he's got a popcorn emoji. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you for
this. Is there anything you want to discuss there with that?
The double dosage of sponsored beers that you give me? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're good. That's a wrap, I think.
That wasn't 12 questions.
No, well, we got 11.
Okay.
All right, more like 3 or 4 questions with a few comments and replies. But that's all right. We did all right.
Okay. We did good.
We're still here.
We're still here, yes.
We still have 12 listeners.
And we survived.
Yep.
And I'm glad that we survived.
Right. Got some editing to do. I have to edit the theme song in and do the video.
The Hendo Reacts thing.
So, yeah.
Hey, I need to podcasts. Not much work goes in this podcast, does it?
No, why? What do you mean?
Well, I've never seen what you do after, like, I hang up the Zoom call. You're the guy who does all the heavy lifting.
Oh, no, very little.
And just posting it and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, very little. I mean, no doubt it would be better if I put more into it, but it's a fun hobby. It's not a...
When you upload the podcast to YouTube, do you upload it as a podcast?
I don't know. I just put the video on there.
Okay. No, you can do that.
Let's do that.
Or you can add all the episodes to a podcast playlist and it'll appear on YouTube Music. As a podcast.
Okay. Because I got the thing from Google saying that Google Podcasts had shut down, which may be...
No, that's the app. Yeah, that's right. So everything's been moving to YouTube and YouTube Music.
I mean, I can look for the option or you can do it. I'm fine either way.
I can't log in because I need your phone.
Yeah. Well, I can just send you the 2FA thing. It's fine. Actually, the entire time I've just been putting all the podcasts on, I've hosted all on my server and... You know, it's been fortunate that I have a very small hosting company, so we don't have to pay for any of that. But I've just sold it. So I don't know how that's going to go. Yeah, and we've got a lot of space taken up on, because podcast files are pretty fucking big, and we've got 130, it's episode 128, I think. There's a lot of content up there.
So when you post a podcast onto Spotify, it still downloads from your website.
Yeah. It all uses RSS, which is a technology that, otherwise went away, but it kind of survived well in the podcasting world. I'm hoping the new owner is kind of happy to have me on as sort of a mates rates thing. Otherwise, I'll have to get another server. I don't really have a good reason for getting another server because I've only got a couple of small websites. But
well, good on you for selling the server company, mate.
Yeah, it's a small thing, but it's something I don't want to be focusing on. So,
yeah. Good on you.
Focus just on coffee and dealing with dickheads. It's going to be great. All right. Love your work, mate. I'll see you soon.
Take it easy, man.
All right. Let me know when you come down the Gold Coast. I feel like we have this conversation every week, but we never actually talk about it during the week.
No, that's right. When do you not have the kids? Next week?
Next week is kid week.
Okay. Yeah. Week after?
Yeah. That's how it works.
It's kid week as well.
No, okay, week on week. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Week after.
Huh?
Wait, you're away, aren't you? When's your next trip? Oh, no, August.
12th of August.
All right. Tentatively lock it in.
PG.
All right.
Cheers. Later.